from the Prairie Kitchen in Ardmore after having a couple weeks off. Last week we were rained out, kind of. There was three of our coaches that normally attend were the only ones who played last week, and they ended up finishing up their games well after midnight last week. So we decided, well, let's just for those that did play last week, we were like, hey, let's just cancel it. And but I know they missed their breakfast. So, but it's still we had a good time this past Friday night, last night, some great games around the region that we'll get to throughout the show, and we'll talk it over with some of the coaches this morning. On the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you in part by Advanced Family Dentistry and also Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant. Last night, let's run down some scores, some of the KICM-TV games last night. Ardmore went to Lawton Mack and won 35-21. Lone Grove now 4-0. They beat Pauls Valley 54-21. It was Tipton over Fox 52-6. Dixon got their first win of the season. They beat Colgate 54-13. It was also, other KICM games, Sulphur over Bethel, 63-13. Kingston held off Davis, stopped him on a two-point conversion try with 37 seconds left and won 20-18 in a tough one there at Kingston last night. Other scores around the region last night had Plainview all over Purcell, blanking them 56-0. It was Ringling, blanking Walters, 62-0. Comanche shut out Marietta, 30-0. Apache came from behind to beat Hilton, 15-14. It was Velma over Bray Doyle, 54-6. Cushing, 53. Medill, 6. ECP fell to Dibble, 29-23. Granfield over Thackerville in a crazy one, 66-48. Snyder Edge, Warrica, 22-20. Lindsay shut out Tishomingo, 49-0. It was Winniewood over Kanawha, 43-36. Winniewood getting their first win of the season. We have several coaches here already lined up and ready to go this morning on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We apologize for technical difficulties we had early on this morning, but we're back at it and ready to go this morning from the Prairie Kitchen. So when we come back, we'll start it off with the Hilton head coach, Mark Barrett, brought to you by Advanced Family Dentistry in just a moment on 97.7, the big station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here from the Prairie Kitchen. Roger Price here with you. As, well, we had a little switcher up because Mark Barrett was still eating his breakfast, and Coach Brad Osteen of Lone Grove was ready to go. And Coach Osteen with the victory last night over Pauls Valley, 54-21. Good job last night, Coach.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it.
Man, it was a really tough sledding there at the beginning. You know, it came out and had three turnovers that you forced on Pauls Valley in that first half, but just couldn't capitalize in that first half.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating at first, but it's kind of one of those deals. You just kind of keep plugging away and figure it out and continue to play hard, and good things will happen.
Seemed like you guys would score, and Pauls Valley had an answer there in that first half.
Yeah, we didn't capitalize on some turnovers, and then they capitalized on things that we did wrong and did a good job. So they came out ready to play.
In the second half, though, a different story. You did not allow a defensive touchdown in that second half. It was a special teams kickoff return that you allowed. But other than that, you shut them out in the second half, outscored them 33-7.
Yeah. Defensively, we played extremely well. Offensively, we were able to kind of figure out what they were doing. And then our tempo stuff kind of kicked in, and we just – we're able to get it rolling, so it was good to see our offense kind of see that 12th man, and our defense basically pitch out a shutout other than the kickoff return.
Did you have anything to say to your guys at halftime that made them turn it around in that second half?
No, we just had to go in there and tweak a few things and kind of get some things squared away for his assignments from an offensive standpoint, and then just trust the process of just keep playing hard, keep playing as fast as you can play, and then it'll start happening. And so it was good to see it happen last night.
It was good to see, and I got to see some new faces out there, too. I know we've seen J.J. Barnes, you know, earlier this season, but not like the workload he had last night, and came through with 259 yards rushing. He just picked it up, didn't he?
Yeah, J.J.'s a good back. You know, he's fast, and he runs hard, and he plays hard. So, you know, we've got several guys that are really good with the ball in their hand from a running back standpoint, so it's nice to have.
Yeah, and then Isaac Poole had got a lot of playing time last night, and that guy won't go down, will he?
Isaac, some of those runs, Isaac, he was determined to get as far as he could go, and so it was good to see Isaac get out there and play hard like that.
three touchdowns from Isaac. And then, you know, you throw in another new face. Malik Brown made a great catch along the sidelines last night. It's good to have a cat like that with his athleticism, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good to have Malik out there, and he just needs to continue to do the right things, and he's definitely a playmaker.
And I know that you were proud of and was really high on this sophomore, Sean Johnson, and he got a lot of playing time last night, too, on the line.
Yeah, his family finally got moved over, and they declared him eligible to play. So we played him last night, and we're real, real happy to have him out there, and look for great things out of him.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
He is a big boy. He's just a sophomore, so he's got a high ceiling. So it's just he's got to figure some things out, and it's just a matter of getting better every day, and we're excited about his potential.
Yeah, he shook on. It looked like he may have been a little rusty last night, but he made some big tackles last night.
Yeah, he's definitely a player, you know, and he did some good things, but he did some bad things. So, but, you know, you kind of expect that. Those guys have played three games, and that was their first ones, you know, him and Malik last night. So that game experience is vital. So anyway, it'll continue to get better, I promise you.
We were talking last night about if we had to pick through the first four games of the season, if we had to pick a defensive MVP, that has to be Adrian Becker, don't you believe?
I would. There's a couple of them that you could argue there, you know, and that's the thing about it is I would tend to lean towards Adrian. Adrian does a lot of great things, but there's a lot of things happening in front of him that protects him, and Michael Ramsey is playing as good a defensive I've seen him. And then you throw in Caleb Cryer and some of those cats. I mean, but Adrian's a player, you know, and so we're very, very happy with our defense.
Yeah, very happy, especially that second half last night. Now you got Douglas coming in, homecoming night. I know those homecoming distractions that coaches love and all that stuff, but it could be a possibility that Lone Grove could be 5-0 after next week.
Well, now that's the game plan, go be 5-0. So just one step at a time, and you know, we got to handle homecoming this week. I wish we could have it the first scrimmage, you know, but good teams handle it and handle what shows in their face and go take care of business.
How do you feel as a coach? I mean, here you are. This is the first time in 25 years Lone Grove's been 4-0. I mean, that's got to give you some pride, a little bit of pride.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for the kids, you know, and see the kids because our kids have really worked hard, and we got some great kids. I mean, they've bought into what we're doing, and it's just fun to see them see this success based off as hard as we work them. It's good to see that hard work pay off, and that's the rewarding part about it, because it's our philosophy is do the right thing, and we're just really proud of them.
Well, congratulations, Coach. Good win last night.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it.
You bet. Very impressive win for Coach Brad Osteen and Lone Grove with a 54-21 win over Pauls Valley last night. Now we'll have the Hilton head coach, Mark Barrett, coming up in just a moment. Brought to you by Advanced Family Dentistry, right here from the Saturday Morning Coaches Show on 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show at the Prairie Kitchen, Roger Price here with Coach Mark Barrett. Of
eyes knowing you all going to an audible at you.
Exactly. I had to adjust there, but hopefully I came through okay. Last night, Apache, you guys went to Apache, who's always one of the toughest teams in the district, and played them pretty good. Had them there for a while, but lost 15-14. Walk us through what happened there.
Yeah, kids played well last night, and you know, we get over there and hold them, and then we get the ball and we go down and score, you know, and go up 7-0. And then right before halftime, Israel Madrill, one of my junior corners, he picks one off and takes it to the house about 52 yards. So, you know, we get up on them early 14-0, and we gave up a touchdown right before halftime, and they got a two-point conversion. It was 14-8. And, you know, we came out third quarter and – you know, made a few mistakes that hit us in the mouth and kind of got us off of our high that we were on, and you know, gave up another big play in the third quarter, and they went up 15-14, and it was just a slugfest for the rest of the ball game.
And then there toward the end, you had a chance to maybe pull out the win, but time ran out on you guys.
Yeah, we did. We got the ball back with about a minute and a half, and we drove about 50 or 60 yards and got inside the five-yard line. No timeouts, and you know, tried to clock the ball, and we just ran out of time. You know, we was going to try to line up and kick a field goal to win it, but you know, that happens. We just ran out of time.
Right now, you'd have to say your defense is miles ahead of your offense right now, right?
Yeah, it really is. The defense is playing really, really well last night, right now. And last night, they gave up, you know, basically one big play. Come out in third quarter, and they found an open receiver and went a 79-yard pass. Pull ahead, but other than that, the defense played really, really well last night. And you know, up until then, we've had I'm not really sure the exact stat, but probably less than 50 yards total offense on us in the two games that we've played. So right now, yeah, they're miles ahead of the offense, and that was one problem we had last night is we had several opportunities to score and just didn't take advantage of it. You know, get down to third down, and then we'd get a penalty, and now we're third and 20 or third and 15, and you know, it's hard to recover from that. So those are just little things that we've got to correct, you know, and I've got to do a better job of coaching some things and, you know, taking advantage of the situations. And, you know, I just feel like I need to do a better job of coaching in some areas.
Well, you know, and it's all about execution, though. I mean, you can coach all you want to, but you guys got to execute too, right?
Yeah, that's true. You know, you can get the kids lined up where they're supposed to be and this and that. And it all it does, it comes down to, you know, execution of the plays.
Yeah. So tell us more about this. Is it Israel Madrill? Is that his name? Did I say that right?
Yes, that's correct. Israel Madrill, Jr., plays wideout for us and defensive back. And, you know, he had a great game last night. He had two interceptions, one for a touchdown, picked one off in the end zone. We had just we got in a situation where it was 3rd and 29 and get a penalty, you know, or I'm sorry, 4th and 29. So we went ahead and punted. And, you know, we got a 25-yard punt out of the deal. You know, so they're in the scoring range just right off the bat, and they go to the end zone first play, and Israel picks it off, and boom, now we've got the ball back. So it really worked out well for us. And he also had four or five more plays where he batted the ball down. You know, had great coverage on a kid and just reached up and knocked the ball down at the last second. So, and of course, Apache, you know, they throw the ball all over the field. So Israel came alive last night and had a great game.
How is Apache this year? How do they look to you?
Apache's still good. I mean, they've got big kids, lots and lots of skill kids, and they'll spread you out all over the field and run a trips, you know, trips on one side and twins on the other and go empty and then just try to sling the ball all over the place and try to find your, you know, open spot and you know, weak spot, what we call it. And but we, you know, we pretty much shut them down last night. I thought my secondary played real well. My defensive ends, Easton Tolliver and Colton Cox, did a great job of putting pressure on the quarterback to make him get rid of it. So, you know, they're playing really good ball right now.
Now, the big rivalry game is coming up this Friday against Ringling, and I know your field or the track around the field isn't quite ready yet, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're still working on that. So we've decided to move the game. And, again, Plainview has opened up their arms and welcomed us into their facilities. They're on the road next week, so the game with Ringling will be played at Plainview next Friday night.
Well, hey, bigger venue, right?
Yeah, bigger venue, bigger crowd. And, you know, it's always a big crowd when Hilton Ringling gets together. And, you know, Coach Coon's done a great job over there, and he's got the kids playing right now. And, you know, it's going to be the typical Ringling-Hilton ball game.
You're going to move it to Saturday at 1 o'clock, right?
No, you'll have to come over Friday night at 7:30. Okay, Roger?
I'm trying. I've always tried to get you guys to move your game to Saturday at 1 o'clock, so I could, you know, at least come and see you. But it's always fun whenever you two hook up, and expecting probably a knockdown, drag-out fight this Friday.
Yeah, I expect a good ball game this year. And, you know, you're right. That might be one of those games we look at in the future that, you know, play on a Saturday afternoon at a bigger venue like that and give everybody an opportunity to come watch a Ringling-Hilton ball game. But, no, it's going to be fun. You know, the kids are excited. We're playing well right now, and it's a big rival game. So, you know, everybody's looking forward to it next week.
Well, Coach, good luck next week. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too, and welcome back, and thank you very much for this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's Hilton head coach Mark Barrett. They fell to Apache last night 15-14, but back at it this week against Ringling. When we come back, we got winning head coach from Plainview, Joe Price. He is coming up next on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Stay tuned. 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen, brought to you by Sherwin Williams. With us this morning, Plainview head coach Joe Price. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
After a big win last night over Purcell, 56-0. I mean, you put it on them last night.
Yeah, kids played really, really well. You know, it felt good just to get back out and play a football game. So it seemed like it was the first game of the year again.
And in a way, it was. You know, this is where the season actually counts, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it was our first home game of the year, and so... you know, it was a good night. It was fun.
It was your first home game of the year. My goodness, here we are in week four, and it's your first game, right?
Yeah. No, it was a little bit of a highly anticipated event. You know, having that game canceled the week before was a really unusual deal. That's the first time in my coaching career, playing career, you know, that I've ever been a part of a game actually just getting called off. So that was kind of a weird deal. And you know, you came in on Saturday to work, and you just didn't really know. You know, it just felt odd. You know, you know you're preparing for the next week, but you didn't know if you won or lost the week before, so it was kind of weird.
Yeah, and you didn't get to see me. You know, and that threw you off too, right?
Right. You know, of course. You know, I didn't get my normal routine in. You know, coaches are really creatures of habit. You know, we do the same thing every day at the same time, and the routine's really what makes it roll. So, you know, you get that routine off a little bit. It's kind of weird.
You know, talk about the game last night. Purcell, you know, last year was a playoff team, still a very solid ball club, and you guys seem like you just brushed them aside like no problem.
I think our kids were just really, really did a good job of going out and executing early. I think they may have had a guy or two that was injured, in a school's our size, you know, you get a guy or two injured that are key guys for you, you know, it's gonna throw you off for a while until you get somebody new rolling in there. And so I think they were a little bit in that situation, and we tried to get our young guys in there as soon as we could, and at the same time, we're still probably not in great game shape, so to speak, just because we'd only played, you know, two games up until last night. So, you know, you kind of skirt that fine line of wanting to get your kids a lot of time on the field to play and get them into shape and that thing. But, you know, you also don't want anybody to get hurt, too, because we're in the most important part of the season right now. These next, 6 weeks that we've got left are going to be really, really important. So, we just got to make sure we kind of try to manage the situation, you know, where we can get a guys enough reps, but also get them out of there when we need to make sure nobody gets hurt.
So who were some of the big stars last night, some big playmakers?
I think we kind of spread the wealth pretty well last night. Offensively, we had 11 different guys catch a pass. And then, you know, Brock Parham, our quarterback, you know, he threw for over 300 yards. Had a really nice game for him. And then defensively, we played really, really well. Obviously, when you get a shutout, you're playing really good. They had negative rushing yards, and I think they had like 85 total yards offensively. So defense played really, really well, and we've got kids that, you know, are really, because we're playing so many older kids, you know, they do a good job of getting lined up and getting themselves in the right spot to be successful. Our two coordinators that we've got, Coach Lumen and Coach Tweedy, on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, they do a really, really good job of calling plays, from both ends of that. And you know, they always got our kids in the spots to be successful. And so, they both did a great job last night, and kids were really prepared and played really well.
That's good. Now, next week you got Bethel, who I know they really got handled pretty well by Sulphur last night, but they're a better team than what we saw last year.
They are. I think they're going to be improved. I'll say this. I don't know that I'd wish anybody to go play at Sulphur.
No doubt.
It's a little bit of a hard place to go play. just from, you know, where they put you for a locker room, and, you know, you go down the whole list of things, and I think all the officials are related to Coach Dixon, and so it makes it a pretty hard environment to play in.
I didn't ask you that. That all came from Joe Price. That didn't come from me.
No, but it's just a pretty tough environment. You could easily get over there if you're not quite as good as they are, and just get caught in the situation. So, you know, I think they'll be pretty tough. I think going over there and playing at their place, they'll probably be confident to play at home. And you know, it's a long trip for us, and so we're going to have to be prepared and ready to go. You know, we saw those guys. They came to our 7-on-7 tournament this summer, and they've got some athletes. They quarterback can sling it around a little bit, and they've got some kids that can run pretty well. So we'll have to be ready to go. I mean, the matchup there will be pretty good between our secondary guys and their receivers, and our receivers and their secondary guys. I think it'll be a good matchup, and so we'll have to go out and execute really well.
What do you got going on today?
You know,
not going up to Norman or anything?
No, I've got to go do some stuff, do my normal stuff at the office and get everything kind of scheduled for next week. And then I've got a little mowing, and the rain kind of put me behind a little bit. And so
you're hoping maybe we'll get some rain so you don't have to mow. Is that right?
Well, this stuff keeps growing. That's the bad thing about that dang grass, you know. So I gotta get out there and get it chopped down at some point. It's gonna look like a little forest out there.
Well, Joe, it's good to see you. Good job last night. Big win for Plainview.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Winning the first game of the district last night, Joe Price with a 56-0 win over Purcell. And when we come back, we got Ardmore head coach Josh Newby, an impressive win last night on the road at Lawton Mack. We'll talk it over with Coach Newby in just a moment on a Saturday morning coaches show brought to you by Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant. 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show from the Prairie Kitchen, Roger Price here, and I got a little froggy in my throat there for a second there. I was just going to hand you the mic, Josh Newby, and let you do the rest of the show. How about that?
I tell you what, I'll let you in charge this deal.
I think it'd be great to have like a forum where you sit and interview all the other coaches. I think that would be wonderful.
I'm not as smooth as you, I promise you.
Oh, you guys could talk football all day long, and that would be neat to have just a big round table where you all sitting around talking football all day on the radio. Wouldn't that be neat?
It would be kind of neat. We're all kind of football junkies, you know. I was raised in a locker room, so, you know, it's just the way it is.
Josh Newby, the head coach of Ardmore Tigers. What a win last night. Going to Lawton Mack and winning 35-21. You told me this is the first time you won at Lawton Mack, what, in 15 years?
That's right. You know, and Jermaine Gresham did most of that work for us that night. So, you know, we hadn't won over there since 2005. And I was so proud of the kids last night. They showed such toughness and grit and played hard, and I couldn't be more proud right now. You know, we still have a lot of things to correct on film, but we'll correct that on Monday.
So that Jermaine Gresham game 14 years ago, you said that was a split up between 2 days, right?
It was. We went over there and we were playing great, and all of a sudden the storm came in, and they canceled the game for 1 day, and we had to go back. And when we went back, we were flat. And we were hard, you know, it was kind of hard to get it done, but we finally did that night.
Because you didn't stay at, like, the Motel 6. You came all the way back home, right?
That's right. We rolled in about 1 a.m. and got back over there about 5, and the kids were flat, and it was a tough night. But, thank God for Jermaine Gresham that night.
I had a big night that night. What was it like? You know, I imagine, I mean, such a great athlete and a great guy, Jermaine Gresham. What was it like coaching that guy?
Tell you what, it was awesome. We coached him as a freshman. Coach Naylor would go pick him up every morning at 6 o'clock, and he'd always be on time. And you know, we'd coach him in the morning in the dew and on that grass. And you know, Jermaine, you know, he never griped, and he got his work done. And you knew he had a bright future. He had to overcome a couple bad decisions, but so proud of him.
At what point did you say this guy's special? This guy's going to be something.
I think we all knew when we saw him in the middle school. He's had those big old feet, and he finally grew into those feet, and you know, his hands started developing. And he had always had a great attitude and liked to work, and
you know, as a staff, we just enjoyed being around him.
Do you still keep in touch with him?
We do. You know, he doesn't really like much attention, but he always donates a little money as a good tax write-off to our athletic program. So, you know, I always write him a note and say thank you, Jermaine.
You know, Jermaine, if you're listening, you know, there we could use a basketball gym.
That's right. that would help too.
Oh, that's great. He is a great guy. You know, I wish that somebody would pick him up. I mean, because he's still got a lot of football left in him.
He does. You know, he came out last spring and said he was overcoming, you know, an injury or so, but he's still young, and I think someone will pick him up.
Yeah, definitely. He's got a lot of football left. Let's go back and talk about last night's game. Man, I saw the first touchdown of the game. It was on a pass play. Creed Cox, man, he connected with who was it that made the catch? I'm sitting number 11. Who was it?
Yeah, we threw it to Raven Henderson. You know, it was a little play action pass. We snuck him by their safety. Their safety's eyes got a little crossed, and we snuck Raven by him, and Creed put the ball right on the money. Great protection by the old line, and got the momentum going. And then, you know, we turn around, kick off, and they run it back, and we screw that up. So, you know, we got a lot of things to fix, but as far as the effort goes, I am so proud. But we got to do it. You know, we got to do it next week in Altus. So,
yeah. How is Altus this year?
They're really improved. Coach Terry over there is doing a great job. You know, they're running a flex bone offense. It's going to be one of those smash mouth old school games, and you know, we're going to have our you know, our act together, and our hands will be full.
Yeah, with you guys controlling the ball, with them controlling the ball, there's going to be, like, maybe each team will have to really maximize the most of their possessions, won't they?
That's the deal. When you have games like that, you got to maximize your plays because there's going to be reduced possessions, and everything matters. And that's what, you know, the message we'll send to our kids. And you know, hopefully we'll go out there and execute and play hard again.
35-21. I mean, you know, I don't want to say it was a cakewalk by any means, but you guys had control of that second half.
You know, I tell you what, you know, we had the momentum about midway through the third quarter. We started doing some dumb things, which I really don't like, which I'm going to get corrected. And, you know, we started jumping off sides a lot. They were shifting their defensive line, and that made us jump. And then we made a couple bad decisions. As far as late hits and some things I've got to get cleaned up as a head coach, but I promise you we're going to get that cleaned up.
Aggressive penalties, right?
I guess
over aggressive
penalties, but we've got to get those kids' attention because that hurts the team. You know we were trying to preach. You know, we're always preaching disciplined teams. You know, do smart things. And last night we did a couple dumb things, so we're going to address that Monday in our team meeting.
Well, join us next week as Josh Newby will host the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen, right? Is that right?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you, Coach. Good job last night. Big win last night over Lawton Mack. Always, you know, I always like beating those guys. I know you do too, of course. You like beating everybody, but that's besides the point. Thank you, Coach. 35-21, a big win for Ardmore last night over Lawton Mack and the Highlanders on the road for the first time in 14 years, winning at Lawton Mack. When we come back, we got head coach Steve Day from Dixon going to join us after they got their first victory of the season last night. He's coming up next from the Prairie Kitchen Saturday Morning Coaches Show on 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show this morning from the Prairie Kitchen, I want to welcome in Coach Steve Day of the Dixon Comets. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Dixon with their first win of the season last night. I know you were telling me earlier this week, we're going to get it this week. We're going to get it this week, Roger. Congratulations. That was a good game. A good win.
Yep. Thank you. Our kids came out and played well. They prepared well all week. We had a great Tuesday practice. It was probably one of our best ones yet all year, really. And, you know, Monday was fine, too. And then we tightened things up on Wednesday, and it all came together on Friday night.
54-13 over Colgate. Colgate team that was made the playoffs last year, I believe. But this year they're a little down, but still, you know, you got to get that win. And they came out there a little ready to play. It was close there at the beginning.
Yeah, they were a playoff team, like you said, last year, and they graduated a bunch like we did, too. They threw it overhead one time on their first drive and scored, and then it wasn't their second, maybe their third drive. They had another long pass. Our safety kind of tripped over his own feet, and so they got down there, and then they threw another ball and scored a touchdown there. But after that, our defense, our secondary locked in. We put some pressure on that quarterback. Quarterback's a good player. He's a freshman, but he's a good player. But we try to put some pressure on him and see the rush rather than see where he's throwing it. But our secondary tightened up, and our D-line, you know, pretty much controlled the last scrimmage from there.
Yeah, that second half, you just put it on them. Tell us a little bit about that second half.
Yeah, I mean, we scored with, 7 seconds left in the first half, and we got the ball back, you know, so we were 2-for-1 there. We got the ball back to start the second half. Actually, ended up scoring on that first drive, but then when we punt, we put them back on, you know, the minus 18 or something like that, and then get a fumble right there. So, you know, scored 2 plays later. And then after that, like I said, our defense kept forcing punts, and our O-line, like I said, controlled up front, and we got it in the guys' hands that can move and end up scoring a bunch of points.
Got a good playmaker there on defense who's also your quarterback, Rusty Beard, and on defense he had a big night last night.
Yeah, I know he had 2 or 3 sacks. I'm pretty sure he had 2 sacks. He might have had a third now that I think about it. Right around 15 tackles. He's, like I said, quarterback of the offense, quarterback of the defense too. So he gets us set up on both sides of the ball. And he can tell when guys where they need to go and gets us in the right alignment. So, yeah, he's playing his tail off. He's a fourth-year starter on defense, third-year on offense. So he knows what to do out there. And it's, been the same system for 4 years now, so that helps.
I know that you wish you had 22 of them.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But you got some good guys, and you got a youngster that comes in and plays quarterback once in a while, Johnny Smith, and he had a big night.
Yep, he played a little bit more running back last night than what he's used to, and that was kind of the game plan moving forward. But he scored 4 touchdowns last night. One of them might have been or two of them might have been at quarterback when he was in at quarterback, but the other two I think he was playing running back. So. He's a dynamic guy. We try to move him around and do as much as we can with him or show him going one way and run somebody else the other way.
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, you got to get him on the field, and putting him in the backfield like that was probably the smartest move.
Yeah, we had him and we got Keyshawn Johnson back last night too. He had a long touchdown run. I think it was 75 yards, I think, from the running back position. And then he had another long run where he got bumped out kind of, right inside the 20. But he adds an element, too. And then we've got, Jazavian Bennett at slot, and he scored his first touchdown last night, too. He had some speed, too, from sideline to sideline. So, and then we got some guys that can do some things with the rock in their hands, so we try to get them the ball as much as we can.
Yeah, with the new season really starting last night, I mean, it's good to get a guy like Keyshawn back, and now, look out, here come the Dixon Comets.
Right, exactly. We those first 3 games are tough, and we got put on us a little bit each game, but we got better, progressively gotten better. That's what we just kept preaching to our guys, man. It'd be nice to be 3-0 after non-district, but it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. So we were 0-0 going in last night. Now we're 1-0, and that's what counts. So we got we got another team coming up in another district game. Got to go to Marietta, so got to play well and get that second win.
Yeah, it could be 2-0. We're sitting here next week. Marietta's struggling right now. They can't, it seems like they're having trouble with their identity and not scoring any points at all this season. But still, you can't overlook them.
Exactly, because if we keep looking past, then that's that'll be a ball game. If we turn the ball over or don't play defense very well and have a bunch of penalties, then the playing field will be equal. So we got to come out, stay focused on what we need to do.
Coach, what position did you play in school?
I played quarterback.
I thought so. Those hands, when you shook my hand a while ago, it's like they were like 3 of my hands. Huge hands.
Yeah, it made it a little bit easier to throw it. I actually, when I coached in college, my quarterback had the tiniest hands I've ever seen, and I always made fun of him for it because he could spin it, though. He could throw it better than I could, but he had tiny hands.
You got to have the big hands, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Coach Day, well, congratulations on the win last night. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, Steve Day of Dixon with the win. There's the hands again. They won last night by the score of 54-13 over Colgate. Coming up next, we have Coach Phil Coons from Ringling, who really put it on Walters last night. We're going to talk it over with Coach Coons in just a moment on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show on 97.7 The Big Station.
This one and 2 more. Got this one, Ringling Depot, and Big Show with Big Raj.
Okay, after this commercial then.
After this one?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Saturday morning coaches show here at the Prairie Kitchen this morning, brought to you by the Ringling Depot and Danielle Niebel, your Farmers Insurance agent. We want to welcome in the Ringling Blue Devils and Coach Phil Coons, who won over Walters last night 62-0. Good job, Coach.
Thanks. Kids played great. Defense was outstanding, and we ran the ball and everything. We seemed to hit on all cylinders.
I'm looking at your stat sheet here, and you got to be kidding me. You held them to 28 total yards the whole game?
Well, you know, sometimes when you mix in a sack here and there, that kind of contributes to that. But like I said, you know, mentioned some of our defensive players, and we had, I think, we forced four turnovers. You know, Colton Fincher stripped the ball out twice, and then Braden Johnson had a pick six, and then he had another interception. Ethan Johnson, his brother, had another interception, and our defensive line, River Miller, Harley Stewart, Max Stewart, Cody Scott, Cash Lyle, our other linebacker, were all over the field. And great coverage all night. Drake Stapleton, Deshaun Paul, Julius Coons, and Colton Fincher. Those guys were, I mean, they were just did their job.
It seems like, you know, you shook off that first week loss, and now you're playing the way that you know that you're capable of playing. I mean, it seemed like you come out with a different fire after that first loss.
Well, you know, Walters is a little down, you know, but we have been executing a little bit better. You know, it was kind of an eye-opener the first week. You know, of course, last night we forced four or five turnovers, and then the first week we had four or five turnovers, and field position is such a big deal, and turning the ball over. So that first week, you know, hats off to Mangum, and they're still winning, and deservedly so. But you know, when we're able to turn, you know, force turnovers, defense plays great, and we can run the ball. And I got to mention some of those offensive linemen: Preston Waldy, Leighton Riley, Ethan Niebel, Jacob Freeman, Jackson Perry, Cody Scott, and Brad Johnson tight end, and Max Stewart at fullback, and River Miller over there, and Ethan Johnson. Cash Lyle rushed for a touchdown at 64 yards, and Bo Mitchell, three touchdowns last night. Sam Van Buskirk does a great job of getting us in the right play, so just an outstanding job all the way through.
Yeah, over 300 yards rushing, and so on the ground, you guys just dominated.
Yeah, we opened some holes, and, you know, we went a couple different formations that we think that, you know, we've not been able to throw the ball downfield a whole lot, but, you know, we're pretty good on, you know, throwing the short game, and Cody Scott was real good out of the flats last night. And anyway, Sam Fink seems to find him, and they do a good job. Deshaun Paul, our receivers, he ran a reverse for a big gain last night, and Colton Fincher had a reverse, and those guys, we've got some other receivers that they may not catch the ball, but they block their tails off. Chase Taylor, Payson Perkins, Canyon McGahee, Colt Gandy, who also had several tackles on special teams last night.
Are you having fun, Coach? Am I seeing a smile come off on your face this morning?
You know, Saturdays it's better, you know, but during the rest of the week it's pretty stressful. But Saturdays is a good day.
You get to breathe a little bit.
If I win, that is, if we win. But no, it's a good day to college football and family and rest and all that, and then the grind starts all over on Sunday.
What are you going to be watching today?
Whoever's up, I don't know. It's, you know, whoever's on, you know, whoever I can stay awake for.
Who do you got with you this morning?
I've got Cooper Coons. He's one of my sons that coaches quarterbacks and secondary. And then I got Julius Coons, my youngest son. So eventually all of them are going to be able to get up here and experience the King's breakfast. And thanks. Appreciate our sponsors and the Miss Stable and the depot over there, and managed to outstanding breakfast over here.
It is great, isn't it? You want to say hi to the family?
Sure, got to say hi to, I'm now probably going to forget somebody. Shelley, Sterling, Tanner, Cooper, Carly, Molly, Julius.
All right, you got everybody in there? Did he get everybody? Okay, yeah, Cooper said, yeah, you got them all. So good job. Now next week, who do you got?
We've got Hilton, big rival.
It's going to be at Ringling, or not at Ringling, but it's going to be at Plainview next week. And so, you know, we need to pack that place out, huh?
Well, I mean, what's great about it is, you know, it's too bad that it can't be at their place, but it's at a neutral site, and they're playing really well, and we're starting to hit on some cylinders, and we need to take it as a playoff game, you know, kind of a neutral site.
Now, it's going to be fun, isn't it? I'm always trying to get you guys to move it to Saturday at 1 so I can come and watch you all play.
Hey, that doesn't hurt my feelings, but whatever brings in the most tickets and sells the most hot dogs.
There you go. Coach, good job last night. Big win over Walters and getting things rolling right now at Ringling.
Appreciate that.
All right. Coach Phil Coons of Ringling this morning after a big win last night, 62-0 over Walters. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up on a Saturday morning Coach's Show and look forward to next week in just a moment right here on 97.7 The Big Station. I want to thank everybody who came out today on the Saturday morning Coach's Show. Tatum and the crew here have been great at the Prairie Kitchen. Remember, you can come out here and join us Saturday morning, 8 o'clock on the Saturday morning Coach's Show, and have breakfast with us. Love to have you out here. You can come on in here and sit with us, talk to the coaches if you want, ask them questions, whatever. If you have any questions for the coaches, you can always Facebook us and let us know. We'll be happy to ask them next week on the Saturday morning Coach's Show, which we got quite a few good games next week. Lone Grove is going to be at home against Douglas, looking to go 5-0 now. These are the KICM TV games. Ardmore is going to be at Altus coming up next week. So join us for that. And the and Sulphur back in action, of course, on KICM TV. We got a lot of good matchups for you that we will tell you more about throughout the week here on the Big Station. And our game of the week and the Kingston games. We also carry Atoka and Colgate on KICM TV and Pottsboro down in Texas. So we got you covered. You know, sometimes up to 8 games at KICM TV at KICM.com. You can also download the app, Ion Sports app, on your smartphone, your device. Just go to your app store and type in Ion Sports. That's I-O-N Sports. And you can watch it live there up to, like I said, 7-8 games every Friday night at Ion Sports. Coming up this afternoon at 1 o'clock, we got Southeastern football for you. The Savage Storm are in action against Southern Naz up in Bethany. We'll have that game for you at 1 o'clock this afternoon on the Big Station, so tune in right here. So for next week, I want to thank the amazing Kurt Mays back in the studio. We'll see you back at the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen next Saturday at 8 o'clock. Enjoy your week. Be good. 97.7 The Big Station.